There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. In the headlines, a vigil held in London for Israeli hostages, and Canada and the UK record an increase in anti-Semitic incidents. We begin in the UK, where hundreds of people have gathered outside the Houses of Parliament in London, where they've held a vigil for Shiri Bibas, her two sons, and journalist Oded Lifshitz. The gathering was organized by non-profit organization Stop the Hate, the largest Jewish-led direct action group in the UK. The group brings together individuals from all backgrounds and faiths, united against terror by the shared values of love, freedom and democracy. The vigil marked the return of the bodies of four hostages to Israel by Hamas, thought to be those of Shiri Bibas, her children, and Oded Lifshitz. However, the Israeli Defense Force says forensic experts have not been able to confirm the identity of one of the bodies, which Hamas claimed was that of Shiri Bibas. Been released in the UK and Canada, revealing an alarming increase in the number of anti-Semitism incidents in the two countries for the first half of 2024 compared to the previous year. In Canada, there's been a staggering rise of 670%, according to a report released by the World Zionist Organization. In the UK, the Community Security Trust has documented nearly 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents nationwide in this period, marking the highest number ever reported by the organisation in the first 6 months of this year. I24 News spoke to Dave Rich, Director of Policy at the Community Security Trust in London.
The kind of anti-Semitic hate incidents and hate crimes reported to CST affect people across the whole of the Jewish community. School children, students, synagogues, Jewish organizations. But the most common type of thing will be ordinary Jewish people or families walking down the street and some random stranger shouts, abuse, or threats at them just because they're Jewish.
The News Anti-Semitism Summit has taken place in Sydney. The aim of the event is to unite leaders and experts to tackle rising anti-Semitism in the country. Mark Dreyfus, Attorney General of Australia and the country's most senior Jewish politician, detailed the steps taken by the Albanese government to tackle anti-Semitism. These include new laws that increase the maximum penalties for offences relating to the display of Nazi symbols, the Nazi salute and prohibited terrorist organisation symbols. Dreyfus told delegates he's found the rise in anti-Semitic rhetoric and violence in Australia since Hamas's 7th of October 2023 attack on Israel truly shocking.
Australians take pride in our free and democratic country, a multicultural country where one where all of us, no matter our place of birth and no matter our faith, are free to live without fear of discrimination and free from intimidation and violence. Sadly, months since October 2023 have shown we can take none of this for granted.
And New York-based Faces Media is hosting the Jewish Digital Summit 2025, an online conference set for the 25th to the 27th of February. The event will offer 40 sessions covering topics such as AI, digital marketing and non-profit strategies. Tailored for Jewish organizations, the summit will address specific needs for Jewish community centers, synagogues, and schools. Last year's conference drew over 600 attendees, with numbers expected to grow this year. Notable speakers include experts from LinkedIn, Amazon, and Fanatics Collectibles. Sessions will also showcase real-world examples of successful initiatives that can be replicated by other organizations. The summit aims to help Jewish nonprofits enhance their digital presence, a need that's grown in the wake of the pandemic and recent events. Registrations open at jewishdigitalsummit.org. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you daily.